Some people are tense for no reason. They can't help it, as studies suggest, because that's the way they are. Their brains are hardwired early in life. Researchers now have a better understanding of what goes wrong with the brain that can cause anxiety to escalate or turn into depression later in life. Brain imaging on monkeys showed the area that helps control anxiety is overactive in those with a nervous temperament, even when the situation is calm and safe. Ned Kalin is chair of psychiatry at UW-Madison. He says the study he and others worked on may have implications for people.
This will help us think about how to identify children and adolescents before they develop some of the more severe problems that they might face as adults from the standpoint of anxiety and depression.
Speculation of a link between childhood shyness and adult anxiety goes back to Freud and Darwin. For those who might worry about someone's shyness, Kalin has this to say.
If you ask people were they shy as children, 90 or 95% of people say that they were. And what we're talking about are individuals that are extremely, extremely shy and who never grow out of it and stay very, very shy.
Kalin says such children are unlikely to grow out of it and become calm on their own. Kalin has long advocated screening children for mental health problems. He says this research helps identify risk factors for depression and what brain systems play a role. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.